People from both sides of the track in Stark ate about the same amount per capita of cornbread, chicken, vegetables, pork, pies, cakes, stews. More chitterlings on the west side, about even on chicken necks per capita. You could hear "Pass me that cornbread" from one house. "Mama, can I have the snap beans?" from another. "One more piece of fat back. Give me some butter beans, please." "That's good fried chicken. Pass me leg." "What? Ain't but two biscuit left? What happened to the biscuits?" We could accurately say that the railroad divided a community of cornbread, vegetable, and chicken eaters, or a community of pet lovers, or a community of rural dialects, of families with men who hunted quail and rabbits, people who owned chickens, women who cooked and sewed, or people who had, in their lifetimes, worked in tobacco, picked it, carted it behind mule or tractor, tied it to sticks, hung it in barns to cure, took it to the market, complained about suckering and sand lugging. And since about the same percentage of people called themselves Christian on both sides of the track, we could say that the railroad track divided a single Christian community. But something begins to break down there, doesn't it? The truths of their pasts gave each group a different god, one of deliverance, the other of dominion, a different mode of worship service, one with energy and joy trumping solemnity and fear, the other almost reversing that. And their histories brought hardships to the people of West Stark, not understood by the people of East Stark, and guilt to the East, not understood by anybody. A guilt that, if moving deep in a lake, would leave the surface flat calm.